You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we'll be talking to this year's Commodore, James Nutt, about the 67th annual Beaufort Water Festival. How are you doing today, James?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. Glad to talk Water Festival. You know, every year we try to get, you know, a guest to come on and talk about the Water Festival. And this year, actually having the Commodore come on and talk about it is an honor for us. So before we get into the Water Festival and the events that take place every year, let's talk about you, James. And, you know, tell us about yourself and your background. You know, are you from Beaufort initially? Just talk to us about you.
Born and raised here in Beaufort. Graduated from Battery Creek High School and currently have moved back and work for a foundation company.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So I did hear you recently got engaged. So congratulations on that. I worked with your fiance over at the Beaufort Chamber for a little while doing the ambassador program. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for you both.
Oh, thank you.
Looking forward to you guys and your future. And, you know, with y'all both being here from Beaufort, it actually shows, you know, Beaufort people love Beaufort and they find love here in Beaufort. So what's your history with the Water Festival?
This will be my 17th year volunteering. Grew up going to events as a kid. Mm-hmm. As we got older, had friends involved, and one thing led to another. Got invited to come on and sweat a little bit, put a little hard work in, and drank the Kool-Aid from there.
So how does it feel to go from, you know, as a small-time volunteer and, you know, work for 17 years, it's a long time, to slowly progress and progress and actually finally become the Commodore this year?
It's an amazing feeling. It definitely takes a lot of hours, a lot of hard work, but it's ultimately fulfilling.
That's good. Do you see like the committee as like a family? As it like when first is like when you started from now you know everybody, know their kids. Now, you know, 17 years, you see a lot from beginning to end. You see people come, people go. So like kind of tell us about that process of the committee.
It's definitely a family atmosphere for sure. As a coordinator, you spend 10 months planning for the next festival and rising up through the ranks. You do get involved with their families, and we become our own little close-knit family within the festival. And it's not only coordinators, but it's also at the director level as well. Family functions, birthdays, surprise parties, everybody shows up in force.
Yeah, and that's good that you guys are, you know, a tight-knit group, because it kind of shows just how Beaufort is. It shows Beaufort as a community, and you guys put on a great show. Everybody from locals, people who, you know, grew up here and moved away, love to come back. It shows that, hey, we're still a family here in Beaufort, and we're ready to welcome everybody and anybody here to show off the area.
And that was the original design of the festival, was to promote Beaufort as a whole back in the 50s.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing it for 67 years, so you've been doing a great job that it continues to go on. Can you give us a high-level overview of what people can do at the festival and how long does it run?
Our festival is 10 days from July 14th through the 23rd. On both weekends, we have events from morning to evening, and every evening throughout the 10 days, there is some sort of concert or show. On the first Friday opening ceremony, anybody who comes will enjoy the Parris Allen Marine Band, as well as a fireworks show at dusk. Our big night is that opening Saturday. We have a Randy Houser this year with our concert in the park throughout the week. Whether it be Motown Monday or Island Time Tuesday, I'm especially excited this year for our Low Country Supper and our Rockin' the River Nights. The entertainment for those go back to my childhood and growing up listening to classic rock and good old Southern tunes. So we have a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band on Low Country Supper and a Led Zeppelin tribute band on that Friday.
Oh, that should be fun. That sounds like a jam-packed week. I'm looking forward to it. I've lived in Beaufort for 3 years and have yet to experience the Water Festival. So I know I'm disappointed in myself. It's just always like something's always come up. And last year we went to a family vacation with my in-laws, so I was unable to experience it. But I'm hoping this year I'm actually able to experience this. I'm looking forward to Randy Houser, one of the first country artist that I actually got into, and I'm a huge fan of how country feels and songs. So I'm looking forward to this year and actually going through the full festival of events. So let's talk about you and, you know, you serving at the, as a Commodore this year and at this year's festival. What does it mean for you to be the Commodore?
Becoming a Commodore is special to me because of the history involved with the festival, my experiences growing up, and it being such an integral part of this community. It is very rewarding to lead our wonderful group of volunteers on putting on the best events that Buford has to offer every summer.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And it kind of, you get go down in history as one of the few, you know, you're one of the first 100 Commodores. One day it might get to 200, 300 Commodores, and you get to say, hey, I was one of the first ones. And your grandkids can be like, hey, my grandfather was a Commodore. So it actually continues that tight-knit family aspect that Water Festival started. It started with families and friends being in the location, and now you get to be the person to be like, hey, I'm celebrating with my family and friends, and I get to be part of history.
It's almost like the Cooperstown of Buford.
Yeah, and to go more about the Commodore, can you kind of tell us the process of how a Commodore is selected, or like when did you know, okay, you're going to be the next year's Commodore, and how does that process go?
Every Commodore is selected by the full board, which is comprised of all the past Commodores. Mm-hmm. To be chosen, it's not only putting in the volunteer time and the dedication towards the festival, but it's also showing knowledge of the festival, community involvement, the ability to lead are just some of the few factors, but it goes to a vote every year.
Okay. So you guys already know who's next year's is going to be, and y'all will reveal that when?
The new Commodore will be revealed about midway through the Commodore's Ball evening.
Okay.
On the second Saturday of the festival.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite event of Water Festival? I know a lot of different Commodores have different favorite events. What would you say is your favorite?
It's sort of a toss-up between two. Mm-hmm. In the lead would definitely be opening ceremonies. And it's more of an excitement level and a little bit of a stress relief. Mm-hmm. Because once those fireworks hit, the festival's here, whether we like it or not. And the previous 10 months have reached its culmination.
Yeah.
The second one, close second, would have to be bed races. It's extremely exciting. The community comes out, you can throw water, get the splash, your favorite company members or volunteers. The Commodore every year is the ending race. They're transported by the Pirates down through, and they go super slow, so it gets very wet and very cold. In years past, I've been part of a group who have kind of come up with the ending finale, whether it be colored powder, flour, muddy salt water. So I'm a little excited, a little anxious to see what they're going to throw at me this year.
Yeah.
Knowing my history.
Oh yeah. That's fun. It was fun when you created the idea, but now being on the other side, it's like, oh man, now it's my turn to see what they come up with. That's really cool.
I may have a few tricks up my sleeve to throw some volleys back at them.
Always good to have something prepared just in case. Mm-hmm. Do you think your favorite event has changed? You know, you said you've been volunteering for 17 years and, you know, new events come up, events went away. Do you think from your time as a child, your favorite event has changed until now?
As a child, it was always the parade. Mm-hmm. It was the one time where we would go get breakfast downtown and then sit on Bay Street and try to scrounge up as much candy as we could. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, it's definitely turned into the opening ceremony.
What are you doing to prepare outside of, you know, the actual work? Like, what are you doing mentally to get prepared for being the Commodore?
Attempting to not stress at all.
Yeah.
It's very odd in the fact that as the Commodore, you are the leader of this year, but there are processes in place to where you can have the most fun. This is meant to be this year for me.
Yeah.
To relax and enjoy everything that is put together. So it's definitely weird not being on that day-to-day logistical mm-hmm. side of the decision making, which is what I enjoy the most, and it's, you know, integral part of my day job as well.
Yeah. Well, that's good that they kind of rotate it to where when you finally do become the Commodore, it's okay, hands off. Everybody else is doing the work around you, and it's like, hey, you're the Commodore. Have fun. Enjoy the festival like everybody else, and we'll take care of the actual work that goes on behind the scenes. So that's really cool that they, you know, rotate. It's not like, oh, I just got to keep working, got to keep working. It's really cool. So, James, we talked about, you know, what a Commodore means to be to you. What is it? What's the responsibility for a Commodore? What does it mean? Well, like, what does a Commodore have to do in order to be a Commodore outside of, like, everything leading up to the Beaufort Water Festival and then actually at the Beaufort Water Festival?
Well, as a Commodore, throughout the year, it's guiding the festival in the right directions, making some, you know, the bigger overall decisions of any changes or adjustments that we want to make as a whole. Mm-hmm. When it comes to July and the kickoff of the festival, I'm more or less supposed to look pretty and wear red pants.
That's funny. Now, so that's actually a good thing that the Commodore is actually the leader all the way up till the whole 10 months, they're the leading charge. And then they're like, all right, once the fireworks go off, you guys are in charge. So that's really cool that they gave you the opportunity, you know, to just be like, all right, this is how it's going. This is what we're doing as the Commodore. We'll follow my lead and then step back. So that is a nice touch on things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this has been a fun episode with the Commodore, James Nutt. Thanks for coming on that show and talking about the Beaufort Water Festival. We look forward to this year and we look forward to everything coming and this, all the events. Can you tell people where they can get tickets and where they can show up and where they can find your website?
Our website is bftwaterfestival.com. This year for Concert in the Park, we've made a few changes, and it's always our goal to give the best experience possible to everyone that does come down for one of our events. Mm-hmm. And this year, seeing the growth of the past few years, we have made ticket sales online only, so there won't be any sales at the gates. And we've also made the front of the stage standing room only. That'll allow everyone who is there to have better accessibility to the area. While we do love how everyone shows up throughout the day to place their chairs and claim their spot, it's grown to the point where we've felt we needed to make some adjustments mm-hmm. for the overall experience of the evening.
Yeah, and rightfully so. You don't want it to get too out of control to where it's, you know, melee for spots, or it has to have some type of parameters around it to have some type of stability and for people to feel safe and in a good environment. So it's a good adjustment that you guys have made. But thank you, James, for coming on. We really appreciate you coming on and talking about the Beaufort Water Festival. We look forward to it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to you having your first one.
Yes. Now, before we wrap up, here are some other events that you might look forward to this summer. Well, the Water Festival is taking up most of our events for the next 2 weeks. But if you're interested in information about other events happening, you can go to our website at beaufortsc.org/events. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_beaufortsc on Instagram or at @beaufortsc on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.